events marked the passage of one political era to the next, so the works that Beethoven created during the early years of the 19th century ushered in a new era in music. Beethoven did not begin his career as the agent of change. Rather, he first mastered the classical tradition that had flowered in the works of Haydn and Mozart, the greatest musicians active during the late 18th century. Beethoven's great talent and his good fortune of being at the right place in the right time made him the artistic heir of those two composers. Born in Bonn, Germany in 1770, he became a superb pianist at an early age and was also sufficiently skilled as a violist to play in the local orchestra. In both capacities, he had the opportunity to perform music of Haydn and Mozart. When Beethoven was 16, he actually met Mozart during a trip from his native Bonn to Vienna. Listening to the young visitor improvise at the piano, Mozart uttered a famous prediction. "Keep your eyes on him. One day he will give the world something to talk about." 5 years later, in 1792, Beethoven returned to Vienna permanently and for a while studied with Haydn. Partly as a result of these contacts, Beethoven thoroughly absorbed the compositional style and procedures established by the classical period masters, and his early compositions sound rather in the manner of Mozart and Haydn. Listen to this passage from his first symphony. Merely to continue the legacy of his two great predecessors would have placed Beethoven among the leading composers of his generation. But the young musician from Bonn aspired to more than that. Shortly after the turn of the century, Beethoven told a friend, "I am far from satisfied with the works I've written thus far. From today on, I shall take a new path." That new path soon revealed itself to be a true breakthrough. The scale of his next works went well beyond those of the previous generation of composers. His Third Symphony, for example, was nearly double the length of most 18th-century symphonies. He used the orchestra with unprecedented power. Most of all, he brought to music a new emotional intensity. And there was something else, an urgency that bent and occasionally broke the previously accepted standards of musical decorum. For while the music of the late 18th century presented a surface of elegance and refinement, Beethoven's new works were not afraid to appear at times wild and unruly. It is true that Haydn and Mozart had at times composed highly impassioned music, but Beethoven went even further, making his compositions the vehicles for compelling sonic dramas that seemed at once both personal and universal. Even though Beethoven was born into a humble family, he eventually asserted himself over princes and archdukes. When the composer arrived in Vienna, the capital of the great Austrian Empire, the city's musical life was centered in the homes of its wealthiest families. Some public concerts occurred, but most performances took place in the great houses of the princes, counts, and other titled nobility. Beethoven entered this social milieu from below, having grown up in a working-class family, but he was not one to bow and scrape. Instead, he treated his aristocratic acquaintances in a familiar and even haughty manner, insisting that talent and accomplishment took precedence over social station. Quarreling once with one of his royal patrons, the composer reportedly rebuked him by declaring, "You, prince, are what you are through an accident of birth. I am what I have made of myself. There have been many princes and will be many more, but there is only one Beethoven." Yet Beethoven's heroic strength of character faced a far more severe test than rising above his social rank. Chronically poor of health, at the age of 27, the composer began to suffer the greatest tragedy for a musician, the loss of his hearing. By the time he was 31, this condition had almost reduced him to despair, and in an extraordinary letter to his brothers, he confessed that he had been on the verge of ending his life.